Welcome back to Central Perk. I'm Abdullahi, and with me as usual, I have Tunde, my G.
Hi guys. I do.
Was so horrible with recording before we came on that. Obviously, we both love TV shows, but time to record, time to talk about it become something else.
All right. Come on. You guys move back to us.
Anyway, we're going to be previewing. It's just going to be everything that you need to know to watch before you watch the new Ahsoka show. It's going to be a really short episode. It's just going to give you everything that you need before you get into the new Ahsoka show. Even if you've never seen any Star Wars related property, once you've listened to this pod, it should be good to go. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, Tunde, tell us a little bit about your Star Wars journey. What you've seen.
For Star Wars, I've seen most of the recent movies. By recent, I mean everything that has come out in this century and not like the old generation of Star Wars. Sure. So I've seen all of that. Then when I was little, on Cartoon Network, there used to be episodes of Star Wars Clone Wars. So yeah, I used to watch like some episodes back then, but it wasn't one of my major cartoons then, so like I didn't used to look out for Star Wars. But like once in a while, maybe if I'm waiting for an episode of say Robot Boy, and I have to watch an episode of Star Wars Clone Wars, yes, but like I'd actively look out for it. Like no, but like funny thing, like now that I've grown up, you recently watched Star Wars, and
yeah,
it made sense. And I actually have it though. I think I got it from you. And I started it one time. I should go back to it. I think something else came up and something else.
But actually,
very interesting to watch. So yeah, like I've seen the Star Wars movies from this century, then The Mandalorian, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Andor. That's like, I think that's all the shows relating to Star Wars that they released this, like, is it this year or this past couple of years, Sha?
Recently.
Yeah, I'm basically up to date, like, the movies and the shows. I'm just behind on the animated series.
You actually left out one, Boba Fett.
Oh, Sha. Okay. Yeah, I haven't seen Boba Fett.
But there was even this crossover in The Mandalorian, that Boba Fett was in The Mandalorian for a couple of episodes. And yeah, it was really cool. Like, bro, the guy was, yeah, it was nice. Those episodes, if you've maybe not seen, you should check out those episodes in particular. They are really good. Yeah, I think they're maybe season 3 or recent season, sure. Either the last season or season. So, the new show. This last couple of years, like we're talking about, it's been a really good couple of years for Star Wars. We've had Obi-Wan. We've had Mandalorian. I think Mandalorian came first. Then we've had Obi-Wan this year. We've had Andor as well this year. So it's been a really good year for Star Wars. And I have really liked all those three shows that I just mentioned. And Obi-Wan and Andor. Really loved all of them. I think Andor might have been my favorite, but then it's just one season. And since Mandalorian was like much more seasons, so Mandalorian will have to take it and, you know, seeing, so bringing it back to Ahsoka. So the first time we saw Ahsoka in live action was in The Mandalorian, in an episode of The Mandalorian. But taking it back, yeah. Ahsoka Tano, that's the name of the titular character of this new series, Ahsoka, which is going to be previewing later this week. So Ahsoka Tano is a Padawan. That's just you know, Star Wars speak. So we usually have a Jedi. So Jedi are the, you know, the good guys in this universe. Yeah.
Padawan is like, yeah, mentee or something. Like how the Jedi is our mentors and the Padawans are the mentees. Like
yeah. So it's under, just like, a training of. It's just Jedi. A master apprentice type relationship.
Uh-huh.
They even like this YouTube, they've posted like 30 trailers of of Ahsoka, like, of stuff around it, chat. They posted one recently about, like, master and apprentice, and that, like, relationship is something that is really important, because a Jedi, when Jedi are, they are taken to the, like, to Jedi Temple at a very young age, from, like, maybe, like, age 6 or something. For Ahsoka now, she was taken to the Jedi Temple at a very young age, so probably she doesn't even really remember her parents, you get. So, once they attach you to the master, your master is essentially that guy for you, is that parents figure and everything, and they, you know, you build with him until you be judged fit enough Jedi yourself. So, essentially, the guy would, like, be your parents figure, Strauss, or all of that. Yeah, so Ahsoka Tano is introduced in Clone Wars, in Star Wars Clone Wars. It's one of the animated shows. So she's introduced as the Padawan to an infamous or a really famous Jedi, the chosen one. So Anakin, without, I don't know whether I should try and not spoil the rest of the stuff. What do you think?
You want to talk about?
I'm looking. Okay, in short, let's just summarize it a little bit. So, Anakin is the master. Ahsoka is the apprentice. Yeah. So that's their relationship, and has introduced. She's this young, plucky character joining this. Anakin is a really famous Jedi during the Clone Wars. You know, you hear quotes later on that you'll be like that. He was the best fighter that the Republic had during the Clone Wars. So the guy is, like, a really crazy Jedi. And, you know, throughout the Clone Wars, we see a lot of, like, amazing character developments from her. We see her go from, like, just this really this character in the beginning, but over the 7 seasons of Clone Wars, she becomes, you know, really mature and everything. And at some point, she falls out with the Jedi. The accuse her of a crime, and they, like, sort of suspend her from Jedi. Eventually, Anakin proves that she wasn't the one that did what they accused her of, and they try and invite her back, but she's like, nah, I'm not doing that. You guys didn't believe in me, so I'm leaving. And this was really, you will probably see a flashback of this in the Ahsoka show, because this is sort of, they try and, like, I won't say justify Anakin's fall. Because after this, what happens is that Anakin, he goes over to the dark side, and you see some kind of stuff that they'd be like, that, oh, okay, maybe if Ahsoka never left, then probably he would never have gone to the dark side and all of that. But anyway, let's not bother about that. So that's just a little bit of the background story of stuff that happened in Clone Wars. So after Clone Wars, next time we see Ahsoka is in Rebels, Star Wars Rebels, is also another animated show. Like, I think these two shows are the animated shows that I've enjoyed the most. I think maybe, just maybe,
or, like, from Star Wars or, like, ever.
Generally, the Invincible will be one. Yes, obviously, but
definitely.
This show's best.
Actually, there aren't a lot of them out there, except, like, the comedies or something. Like,
yeah, have you seen Archer?
Oh, gosh. Archer is actually good, too.
Crazy stuff, Archer.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's the dark comedy ones, right? Actually.
Look at those dishes recommendations. If you're looking for something to check out, you can check out Archer. You know, short, striking stuff. Really cool. So, yeah, back to Ahsoka. So we've spoken a bit about Clone Wars, which was the introduction into the Star Wars universe. You know, there's this famous sort of quotes from Dave Filoni, in which they're asking, I guess when they were doing the Clone Wars script or something, and it was like that Anakin Skywalker has a Padawan, and guys are like, what? He doesn't have one. So essentially, it was in the Clone Wars that they created the character. She wasn't really part of the lore before, and they found a way to make it work, because the Clone Wars takes place before like the original movies. Place sort of before the events of the original movies, kind of, sure, but the fact to play around why she wasn't in the original movies, you get, they were still able to navigate around that, you know, that topic successfully. So anyway, we've spoken a bit about Clone Wars. Yeah. So in Clone Wars, we've said that after the events of Clone Wars, and I saw the Republic, which is like the government in the Star Wars universe, they fall to the dark side. The Emperor, he now admitted himself to become the Emperor because he was secretly the bad guy all along. And Anakin became, so you probably have heard of that Vader, even if you've never seen. I mean, today, pretty iconic.
Actually, that is one of the most famous names from Star Wars, if not the most famous one.
Yeah, definitely. Even before I ever saw any Star Wars content, I knew who Darth Vader was. You know, you'd have seen stuff.
Okay.
So those, they are dealing with the aftermath. The Empire. So the Empire is the government that replaces the Republic. So it's the Republic of side, you know, headed by the Emperor, formerly Chancellor, and Anakin as Darth Vader now. So we're now looking at a new landscape. So Star Wars Rebels, like the title indicates, is just about people that are rebelling against this new order. So it opens up the Empire. Yeah, they're rebelling against the Empire. So it opens up this planet. So we see this, you know, this rock, this street rat, his name Ezra Bridger, by the name of Ezra Bridger. And he gets picked up by this crew. Gets picked up by this crew of, initially you think that perhaps they are also just, you know, and your random outlaws, but it turns out that their leader, first of the team, they're actually a team of, they're a rebel cell, they're fighting back against the Empire. Oh no. In the beginning, they're just outlaws, they're just doing their own thing. But actually, the person that is leading, so there's like there's a few of them. Okay, let's just run through them. We have Kanan, who's the leader, is actually a Jedi who escaped Order 66. Order 66 is when it's a really iconic scene. You can just search up on YouTube Order 66.
What's really... Order 66?
Yeah. So at the end of Clone Wars, or towards the end of Clone Wars, who is, you know, secretly the bad guy all along, how he was able to... So he used the Jedi in the Clone Wars, like the title indicates, is, you know, there was... So the wars were fought with clones, the Republic to fight the wars for them, but alongside the clones were also Jedi, so they were fighting this the war to... After the Jedi, they were fighting against the Separatists. This, let's not go into all of that. So... after the war was sort of won, and you know, the Jedi were, you know, they were returning that, okay, we've been successful. The Emperor, now Chancellor at the time, Chancellor Palpatine, issued a command. So apparently in all of the clones, there was a chip brains or whatever.
Of course.
So they had to listen to whatever orders they were given. You understand?
Or the chip will blow their brains off.
No. It's sort of like an override button if you get that kind of thing.
Oh, that controls them.
Yes. So immediately the channel just broadcast on all channels that executes Order 66. Is this really iconic stuff? I won't even really try. You can just check. As you're listening right now, you can just check. You just see it. I'm sure you see it. You see lots of stuff on it. You just see it. So you know, the Jedi, they just finished the war, they're just coming back, the Republic, they're flexing, you know, they're in their ships, they're flying back. And then the clones, the soldiers that they've been fighting alongside all this while, suddenly just turn on them, and you know, they just cut them down, you know. So it was crazy. So Kanan, we're going back to Kanan now.
Hold on, I have a question about Order 66. Yeah. Is that the reason why there aren't a lot of Jedis around anymore?
Yes. That's the reason.
Interesting.
So the other 66 was to the other was to execute all Jedi. The other was to execute all Jedi, and it was really successful. It was really successful because, I mean, the Jedi and the clones, you know, the name of the show, imagine a show that is about Jedi, but the name of this show is called The Clone Wars, so you can see how the importance they were.
Actually.
All right. So, let's go. We've just discussed, we just took a detour to discuss Order 66 a little bit more. So, because we said Kanan, who is the leader of the, who's the leader of the cell, when I call him himself, who's of the group who are going to follow throughout Star Wars Rebels. So at the beginning of Rebels, we meet this group of outlaws. They are not really involved with anything bigger. They are just, you know, doing their own thing. And they pick up this street rat, Ezra Bridger. But we discover that the leader of Kanan Jarrus is actually a former Jedi. He's a former, what do you call it? He's a former Padawan. Yeah. But he escaped during Order 66. So in... Okay, there's this show, Star Wars Bad Batch. It's also an animated... Star Wars really had a lot of good shows. It's a really recent show. I think it was still going on. Anyway, so during that show, they showed the his escape from during Order 66. So the idea is that during Order 66, he and his master, they were... You know, the war was rounding up, so they were just like having one of these like last clean up battles. And after they had finished, suddenly the clones just turned on them and cut down his master. And you know, his master was able to, you know, just tell him to run. So, you know, he just ran away. And the clones were like, you know, really squatting him down and everything, but he just managed to escape. And you know, ever since that, he just, you know, we said most of Jedi in the galaxy are dead. You know that.
Yeah.
You know, early Jedi, there's very few Jedi left. Ahsoka said as much in her appearance on The Mandalorian. Yeah, so ever since that happened, it's really rare to see a Jedi, and so obviously he just had to like go into hiding, and he just, you know, he hid his lightsaber, he grew out his hair, he just, you know, just tried to like stay away from all of that kind of Jedi stuff, and you know, just went out on his own. And now you just see him, he just looked like a regular guy. But eventually, we discover that, this, you know, by some amazing chance, the guy that they picked up, the kid that they picked up, is force sensitive, he's force sensitive, so he's able to become a Jedi. Yeah, so Kanan is reluctant initially because, you know, he ran away from all of this Jedi stuff, and now he's finding himself in care of somebody who is force sensitive, sort of having the responsibility to train him when he never actually finished his own training. You get?
Yeah.
Actually finished his own training, but eventually he accepts and starts training Ezra. So let's look to the other members of the crew. So okay, they have their ship, they have this little ship, they called the Ghost. They have their ship called the Ghost. So we have Kanan, who is the leader of the group. We have Hera, she's this like really badass pilot. They're sort of like the mother and father of the group here, because they're sort of co-leaders of the group essentially. Then we have like the kids. We have Sabine Wren. She's a Mandalorian. She's like really also like she does spray paint and four pass shit like that. Then we have Ezra, who we've spoken about, who is force sensitive and, you know, really going to grow to become a Jedi essentially over the course of the show. And we also have Zeb, who is your typical gruff big guy. You get that kind of type of character. Yeah. So that's the crew of the Ghost. So, you know, typical when the show is just beginning, they'll just do a couple of random missions. Essentially, they just do a couple of things to just show you what they're all about, what the show is all about, things like that. But eventually, we start to get into more of the Jedi plots and everything. And they later become a rebel cell. Yeah. So we now see the need for the title, justifying the title as Star Wars Rebels. Yeah. So
yeah,
they join up with a rebel cell. So the rebel cell that they join up with, they usually get their instructions from a mysterious character called Fulcrum, who we eventually find out is Ahsoka. So it's Ahsoka that's actually Fulcrum, and she has a bunch of rebel cells all across the galaxy, which she usually aids in missions and stuff like that, you know, just rebelling against the Empire, all sorts of different rebel cells. She has, I think she set up the group with this senator who was, you know, loyal to the Republic, and, you know, they're just trying to fight back against the Empire, stuff like that. So that's how Rebel goes. And we'll get into a lot of Jedi stuff later on, which is it's a really cool show. You should check it out later. But for the purposes of seeing Ahsoka, we've done a little bit of background. So towards the end of the show, or well, later on in the show, you know, the rebels, so now they've fully become rebels, so they're facing off against the Empire constantly. That's really what's going to be happening a lot of the time. They'll be trying to do something, the Empire will be trying to stop them, or they're trying to steal something from the Empire, they're trying to destroy something of the Empire, as you get. So it constantly puts them and the Empire in clashes. So there's this guy that eventually becomes the main bad guy. And this guy is cold. So enter Grand Admiral Thrawn. So the guy is like, guy's amazing. Yeah, like, he's a really good villain. He's the kind of villain that sticks with you. So the guy is like big and calm and, you know, master tactician. Like, I don't know if I'm doing the guy justice, but the guy is a really good villain. Then he, you know, he really studies them a lot. He really gets to know them. Like, for example, Sabine, she does spray paints. You know, she uses spray paints to do artwork. Yeah, that's one thing about Thrawn, Grand Admiral Thrawn. The guy loves artwork. So, you know, the Empire, they're in the business of, they're essentially, you know, think to the Roman Empire that, you know, they just go around taking over people's countries, yeah? That would be the Roman Empire. But in the Empire, you know, it's on a galactic scale. So, they just go around, they're in charge of different planets and stuff like that. So, you know, imagine some guy conquers your planet and then he takes all of your artwork again, that he just likes it, that as a memento from the planet. Sort of a, what do we usually call it? What are these things usually called? Something like that, Shah. To just remember the times by. So he's really a collector, he's into that kind of stuff, collecting artwork from, you know, his enemies that he has destroyed and that kind of thing. So, you know, he really has that vibe to him. Master tactician and all of that. Really many scenes. The main up in Rebels from a couple of seasons in. And at the end of the show, we see some face downs between Ahsoka and Darth Vader, which it's at this point that she now realizes that Darth Vader is Anakin, because she didn't actually know what happened to him initially. So she finds out. And, you know, there are a couple of awesome scenes when Ahsoka is introducing to Rebels, but, you know, the show is supposed to be about Rebels, so Ahsoka doesn't feature too much, so that she doesn't, like, you know, impede on their screen time too much. You get that kind of thing. You can't have, like, such a major character on this kind of show too much of the time, but she appears a decent amount of time, and she has a lot of important scenes and stuff like that. So,
makes sense.
So at the end of Rebels, we have he's about to destroy Lothal, and the only way that Ezra, who is, you know, our young Jedi at the beginning of Rebels, who was just a street rat at the beginning of Rebels, but by season 4, which is the end of Rebels, he has already matured into, you know, a capable young Jedi. And, you know, that's really matured. You see a lot of character development. That's the thing about, you know, Rebels. They do a lot. Over the course of 4 seasons, we see a lot of stuff really changes. A lot of stuff really changes for her. Yeah, so Ezra is able to stop Thrawn from destroying Lothal, his home planet, you know, which is where the show started. Has a nice full circle kind of vibe to it. The show started on Lothal, and the last episode also ends on Lothal. And during the course of the show, he visits Lothal a lot. So at the end of the last episode, Thrawn, Grand Admiral Thrawn, is trying to destroy Lothal, and Ezra is able to get him away from there. So there are these space traveling animals that are connected to the Force. So he's able to like get them to transport Thrawn and the ship that he's trying to use to, like, you know, fire on the planet away from there. But he doesn't really know. Here's the catch. You know, he doesn't know where they are going to land. He's just able to take them away from there. He's just able to take them away from there. And also, another downside is that he himself is also going to, you guess, he's also going to have to go with them. So just that. And you know, that's sort of how the show ends. Ezra saved the day, but he's lost to space. He's lost in deep space somewhere. He's just out there. And sort of, you know, in the kind of typical, like, sort of Marvel type of way, that sort of after the ending of the show, you get, like, you get a little post-credit scene.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we see who is our Mandalorian to blow stuff up and lost to use spray paints to create art. We see her, and so they are going to try and set out to try and find Ezra. So in this Ahsoka show, there should probably be some of that. There should probably be some of that, them trying to find Ezra. And then in the trailers, as well as the Mandalorian show, you know, I said there was an episode of the Mandalorian in which they introduced Ezra, and on that episode, what she was trying to do, she was asking this, you know, of course, they've destroyed the Empire. At the end of Rebels, I think I didn't mention that. At the end of Rebels, they brought down the Empire. But, you know, you don't just really destroy an Empire like that. All the people that made up the Empire, they are still strung across the galaxy. You get
Hydra.
The Empire is down, but there are remnants around. You get there are remnants. Bro, you would love the Mandalorian last season 4. This guy, Gus, from Breaking Bad, he's there. He's in it. He's a villain. He's a cold villain. Like, he's wasn't a mad villain.
Abby, wasn't season 1 now?
I think so, yes, but like season 4 is like a really mad villain. So this shows Andor, Obi-Wan, Andor especially is set after Rebels, so you see a lot of how, or set around the time of Rebels, so the Empire has fallen, and we're seeing how the world is right now, Sha. So shows like Andor, shows like the Mandalorian, they give you a little bit of context of how the galaxy is right now. So anyway, in the Mandalorian, what Ahsoka was trying to do was, she was trying to find out from one of these Imperial remnants, somebody that worked for the Empire, who she's trying to get information on the throne from her, because she has been getting hearing whispers of Grand Admiral Thrawn's return as the heir to the Empire. You know, bro, you should check out one or two of the trailers. They do a really great job with them. So in the new show, there is the threat of Thrawn reemerging. Probably Ahsoka will be trying to find, they might try and find Ezra as well. And you like that. And of course, it's awesome whenever you get to see a Jedi. So yeah, definitely.
Actually,
you know, see the trailers, they've released a bunch of trailers, so some different content. The fights look amazing. Ahsoka looks amazing. The live action looks great. I'm sure the show is going to slap. Yeah. So you should definitely check it out. With this little intro, you should be able to not feel too lost as you're watching the show, even if you've never seen any other style. Yeah. So
Sunday,
any questions that as you're acting as an avatar for the audience?
I don't really have much. I'm curious, since Ahsoka dropped out from the Jedi Order, like, she's not considered a Jedi, yeah?
No, she's not. Even but in the
she's force sensitive, and like, she can use the force very well.
Yes, yeah.
And that makes sense. So basically, yeah, it's just completing training that makes you qualify as a Jedi.
And it's just it's sort of, you get, yeah. I mean, yeah. But then, even in Rebels, there's this crazy scene, like, after you listen to this pod, just explore Star Wars YouTube for just for a little bit. You love it. You get lost forever. The hours I've lost on YouTube just watching Star Wars content, you wouldn't believe it. So there's this crazy scene in Rebels where, like I said, there's a showdown between Anakin and between Darth Vader and Ahsoka, in which Ahsoka realizes that Darth Vader is actually Anakin, and when she realizes that he's the one, she now says that. So the Darth Vader says that Anakin was weak, and I killed him. Anakin was weak, so I killed him. Ahsoka now responds that I will avenge his death. I'm not quoting word for word. You should check it out. It's really much cooler than making it out seems, like, really cool. So she's now like, I'm going to avenge his death. Darth Vader now responds that revenge is not the Jedi way. She's now like, I am no Jedi. And the fight just starts. And the fight is, one of the craziest fights. One of the craziest fights. Really, really cool. Really cool fight. I mean, the way that scene ends, the crew of the Ghost, that's, you know, Ezra, Kenan, and all of them, they have to leave her behind. And so we never actually see how the fight ends. You get that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And later on, like, seasons later, they now do some time travel shenanigans to, like, pull her out of that moment. So let me never go into that. So yeah. Stuff looks amazing. So yes, Ahsoka isn't a Jedi, and she fully embraces that. You know, Jedi are not supposed to, like, kill people and do, you know, they are peaceful guys. But she's like, she's like Jedi Unchained. she's not into all of that. And that thing about Ahsoka that, you know, it makes her unique is that she uses these really distinctive white sabers. You have blue or green or red sabers. So red sabers are the bad guys, maybe blue or green are normal guys. But she has white sabers. She has white sabers. Too good. Too cool. Okay. Yeah. So this we've wrapped up on our soccer preview. Everything you need to know before you see the amazing show coming out this week. Yeah. Any last words?
It's really something to look forward to. I can't actually wait to see it. So
definitely. Yeah. So it's going to be a two-part episode release. So yeah, I'm actually waiting for that. Yeah, we'll feast.
Actually, you know.
Yeah, alright. I really hope I've been able to, you know, excite you into seeing this show. You don't need to be afraid if you've never seen any Star Wars content. Once you've listened to this, you'll be fine. You'll catch up and you'll be alright. Yeah. So, catch you in the next one. Bye bye.
Bye, guys.
So, quick one before we get on that way for today. At the time of recording, I had forgotten that Ahsoka was actually coming out the next day. So as you're listening to this, Ahsoka is out. Ahsoka is out. So yeah, once you listen to this, just go watch the 2-episode premiere. It's going to be awesome. I'm also looking forward to going to go and watch that. So yeah, alright. So enjoy the episode.